This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, April 25th. Well, there's a couple significant things going on today. One is the 10-year Treasury yield's actually plunging. That's obviously because there's a flight to quality. But the 10-year yield is under 2.78 right now, and it was trying to break 3% not that long ago. So that's a positive development. Crude oil prices are down pretty sharply today. I'm actually buying some energy stocks, and the main reason energy prices are down is the COVID variant in China is now spreading to Beijing, so there's more lockdowns in other provinces. Now, Shanghai was trying to unwind its draconian lockdowns, but obviously they're still not quite out of the woods yet. So there's this concern that the Chinese economy will grind to a halt. And, of course, their energy demand already is down significantly. So that's what's weighing on crude oil prices. But the energy stocks are going to have the best earnings. They're going to continue to have the best earnings because at these prices, they make windfall profits. So now's a great time to buy more. And we have a lot of good earnings coming out this week. Google should be phenomenal, okay? Meta, which is the Facebook, is going to announce this week. I don't own that stock, but I kind of worry about them because last quarter they were losing market share against their competitors. We'll see how they do. But we're going to get some good earnings, and we'll see if that helps to lift the market. In the meantime, just so you guys know what's going on, is NASDAQ is trying to retest it's March 14th lows. And basically, since March 14th, NASDAQ staged a pretty good recovery, as did the S&P and Dow. But now it's trying to retest those lows. Now, what's interesting about the retest is occurring on light volume, okay? And that's a good sign that it's trying to exhaust its selling pressure. Now, the S&P and Dow are not near the March 14th lows, but NASDAQ is. And so we'll see if they also try to retest. But anytime the market makes a definitive low, it bounces and has to come back and retest the lows. And that appears to be what's going on since last Thursday's abrupt intraday sell-off, which carried forward on Friday, which is carrying forward this morning, okay? So as long as the volume remains light, we don't have anything to worry about because there's no panic selling. And, of course, well, we'll see if they can ignore the good earnings. So fascinating times we're in, okay? But whatever concerns they have are starting to abate. Inflation definitely peaked in March. There's no doubt about that now. I know Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's been saying that, but I can confirm that's definitely true, okay? And inflation might have peaked in March, but it's going to remain elevated. The next big break in inflation will have to probably wait till September when worldwide energy demand just drops because of seasonal forces. It's simply due to the fact there's more people in the Northern Hemisphere than Southern Hemisphere. So we always have these seasonal pressures. But overall, the commodity stocks are still the place to be. That's where all the performance is. That's where all the earnings are. One last thing. I was working on my large cap stocks over the weekend. We're at 13.9 times forecasted earnings. So P ratios are actually quite low right now. Okay. The dividend growth in the past years, well over 40%. You know, we've had all these shipping stocks and things like that that declare extraordinary dividends. But, you know, it's getting pretty cheap, okay? And that's the main thing I want everybody to know. But, you know, Wall Street, when it makes a low, it has to retest the lows. And that's really what's going on right now. So let's just watch the volume. The volume's light. We don't have to worry. Volume's high. We might have to sweat a little. We'll see if Google and some of the good earnings can pull the market up. And, of course, we do own and recommend Google. So that's it. It's Lee Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.